this statistic by itself, you could shake off. Oh, well, it's just a low point. But you take this statistic and then you compound it with what Mike Church and the Mike Church show was talking about this morning, with the fact that mortgage debt is exploding. The financial indicators are telling you this market is not healthy. All the pretend money in the world could maybe soften the blow, but there's no more fingers to stick in the cracks of the dam. There's too many holes. 985-867-1774. The curve overall has been flattening for some time. The front end to intermediate part of the curve inverted for the first time in a decade back in December, and that's when I, Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com, reported on it. I was one of the few people outside of places like Zero Hedge and others to report it. Everybody else just kind of put their fingers in the ears. La, 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 la. Everything's fine. GDP's great. Job growth is awesome. What about these recession indicators? It'll be fine because we have such a strong job market right now. Everything's going to be okay. All right. And that's what we were getting. That's what some commentators and some pundits were telling. Silly, silly plebeian. We're not going to go into a recession. Our jobs are too good. Right. Now, Reuters asked, why does this inversion matter? The yield curve inversion is a classic sign of a looming recession. The U.S. curve has inverted before each recession in the past 50 years. It offered a false signal just once in 50 years. Okay, if you're a numbers person, if you're a betting man or woman, I don't want to assume gender, those odds are in favor of recession. You can't say, oh, it might be a false signal. That's only happened once. Of course, some people will point to that and say, listen, this is probably more like that one false symbol or signal. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to go to the trend where it's more likely to be the ones where it happened. One versus the pattern of many does not work for me. Now, under these circumstances, companies often find it more expensive to fund their operations, and executives tend to temper or shelve investments. Consumer borrowing costs also rise in consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity slows down. The economy eventually contracts and unemployment rate rises. So that way, once again, if anybody tells you it's silly, our unemployment rate is great. It's historically low. Unemployment is one of your last indicators of a recession, man. Because by the time you get to unemployment rates rising, it's too late. You're listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing, always on air, always online, CrusadeChannel.com. Got awesome live programming this afternoon, the Corey Clark radio show at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by an all-new, brand-new live True Money show with David Simpson and a new episode of Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie tonight. Great, great programming, as always, here on the Crusade Channel. Why is the two-year, 10-year curve important? Okay, well, a two-year treasury, which is the shortest dated treasury note, is highly sensitive to rate moves. Rate moves being what the Federal Reserve does, raising interest rates and so forth. The yield spread between this maturity and the benchmark 10-year note has traditionally been a popular focus, many of whom are not yet trade shorter and so forth. That said, the yield curve between 3-month bill and the 10-month year note has become an increasingly popular metric and indicator of future weakness, since the Federal Reserve identified that as more an accurate session indicator than other parts, that 2 and 10 year. 2 year, think about it this way, 2 year, more volatile, reacts to rates every year and so forth, because it comes sooner. 10 year, supposed to be more secure, so it does not react to the whims of the Federal Reserve, because it doesn't need to. Because it's longevity. So that's why the Fed itself identified it as a more accurate recession indicator. Essentially, the curve's inversion ends often before a recession begins. A yield curve inversion does not predict the length nor the severity of the downturn. So that's what they're telling us right now.